you're joining us this morning. We're sharing the news of the passing of the current Winthrop University Board of Trustees Chair, Glenn McCall. He passed away on Friday, July the 11th. A memo has been sent to the faculty and staff over there at Winthrop University. Here on Palmetto Mornings, throughout the morning, we are going to celebrate the life and legacy of Glenn McCall with those who knew him best, who served with him either on the board or other capacities in his political life as well. We have Gary Williams joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, and good morning to you, Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks so much for joining us here to help celebrate the life of Glenn McCall, a guy that you called a very close friend, that when we reached out to you, you said, yes, I'll show up. Just tell me when to show up. Share your relationship.
Well, I didn't say this early, but I got selected for this.
Yeah, that's not exactly the way.
Maybe
but he's always gracious.
Interpreted.
He's always gracious.
But for Glenn, I would show
that's
up
right
early.
That's great.
Anytime he called, I was yes, sir, to him, and what can I do to support him?
Well, share more details about your relationship with Glenn. How did you know Glenn? What capacity did you work with Glenn?
Well, through Winthrop University is how, and that's how most people know Glenn. But, originally I met him when I ran for office as a Republican candidate. He was chair of the York County Republican Party, and back then you had to manually register. So I met Glenn back around 2010 or 11, and then he went on the board, Winthrop board, at the same time I was chairing the foundation board. And so we had a relationship there, and it moved forward from there until I ended up joining the trustee board in 2018.
What was it about Glenn that impressed you, why you continued to have conversations with him, relationships with him, friendships with him?
He was a strong man, but he was very unassuming. I mean, he never was one that came in and dominated a room, that took over a room, but his leadership role was obvious. He was there. And, you know, when he would call anytime, when he was calling for information versus when he needed something, he'd get to, "Hey, Gary." And I knew, okay, what can I do to help you? I mean, he'd answer that, "Hey, Gary." And I knew I was there to do something for him. But his love for Winthrop, he and I were the only on the board of trustees, 15 trustees. There's only two non-graduates, and it's Glenn and I. But Glenn's heart for Winthrop and for all the students, for the faculty, the staff, it was so big. It was as big as any of the other trustees were all graduates of Winthrop. I mean, he loved Winthrop University and was very committed to it.
Yes, he's been described as one of the biggest cheerleaders for Winthrop University.
What was the connection there? I mean, I know that he did not go to school there, but what did he see in Winthrop that made him want to continue to serve after he was appointed?
I'm not sure. Yeah. And I'm sure some of the other friends can answer that, because his commitment was so there, you never questioned it. It wasn't like he was doing this to do something else. His heart was there at Winthrop, whether it was dealing with the president or talking to the students or whatever. He was just always committed totally to Winthrop, and it came from his heart.
We're speaking with Gary Williams. Gary is helping us to celebrate the life and legacy of Glenn McCall. Glenn wore many hats here in our community. As we just heard, he was the board chair for the Winthrop University, also heavily involved in politics, and that's when Gary said he first met Glenn McCall. And share more about that relationship with Glenn in terms of, he was not only big in the York County Republican Party, he was big in the state party and in the national party as well.
You know, he really was. We think we're voting for president every year. Actually, in South Carolina, we voted for the delegates, the Electoral College, and Glenn was one of the ones who actually voted for the president. He was on the Electoral College of South Carolina, so he was one that actually cast the ballot, Republican ballot. But he's been well-respected, and he never said a whole lot about it, but he's a strong Republican and been involved in a local party, national party. He was budget chair of the Republican National Committee. And, I mean, that's significant. And, you know, I'd call him. He'd be in Miami. He'd be in Denver for the conventions. I know he served as in some of the active Republicans and tell more. But I know he served on the planning committee of 4 or 5 of the national meetings. He was just very involved Republican. And I think one of the things that he mentioned briefly one day, and I did a little research on it, but he was very involved in transforming the Republican Party from pretty much a white male party after Obama and his Democrats beat him in 08 and 12. He was part of the team that wrote the paper that says, we've got to become the People's Party. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, part of the election in 16 and 24 was about being an inclusive party. And that's what he was instrumental in doing. But yet he takes no credit for that. Mm-hmm. Just a good, humble man. He and Lim both just terrific people.
I think your description of him when he walked into a room, he didn't really demand everyone's attention in the room, but he got everyone's attention in the room. That is such a great explanation of the character of Glenn McCall, for sure.
And when he wanted something, he didn't just come out and say, okay, this won't do it. He would work the room. I mean, he would make the calls beforehand. He was a good politician that he would make the calls beforehand. And, you know, when we were having difficulties at Winthrop with recruitment, you know, he says, we've got to have billboards. Well, then he said, okay, I won't end the budget, billboards. We'd already talked to everybody, but it looks like you were just sitting there. But he had planned it out. He knew he had the support. So he was a good politician. And, you know, being an African-American in an all-white party in 2010, 2012, he had to know how to, you know, work the room. And he just did a great job. He did a lot of advertising for Winthrop. We put money in the budget, $500,000 to promote through billboards, through different medias, including RHI. And he helped move Winthrop ahead. He wasn't just an honorary chairman. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to miss most about Glenn?
Hey, Gary. You know, getting those calls and talking about Winthrop that we both love and support very dearly. And just that big old smile of his.
Yeah.
He always had that big old smile. He just made you feel at ease. And it was always about you. He never talked about himself or wanted you to talk about himself, but always about you. Lucas, how are you today? How's your family? You know, just always about you. And those are lessons to be learned from all of us.
Absolutely.
He also had a career in the military as well. I mean, that's impressive. He was with the U.S. He had served 10 years of active duty in the U.S. Air Force and 14 years in the Texas Air National Guard.
Yeah, we talked about Bank of America, his employment there through the years, and he never really talked about the Guard or the Air Force.
Well, we certainly appreciate the time, Gary, this morning to help celebrate the life and legacy of Glenn McCall, who currently was the Winthrop University Board of Trustees chairman, but also heavily involved in the Republican Party, again, here at the local, state, and national level. And our thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Linda, and so many others who had just close connections with Glenn. And we get the opportunity this morning to share those stories with our audience. Again, you might have heard of his name, but you might not have realized the impact that he made right here in our backyard. And Gary, you've done a great job of just helping us to understand more about his involvement with Winthrop and his love for the university, a university he had no connections with other than just living here in this great city and was felt moved to serve and grow the university, which in turn grows our city and county as well.
Well, thanks for honoring a very good man. You're right, very unassuming, but made major differences in Rock Hill in this community.
Well, we'll continue to celebrate the life of Glenn McCall when we catch up with another board member, Kathy Bigham. Her conversation is straight ahead.